It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in Portmarnock, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel, pop into the Oasis Bar and Grill and tell them all that Adrian and Jeremy told you to pop in. The food is great and it's just a great bar. By the way, they have carvery every Sunday afternoon in the Oasis Bar here at the White Sands Hotel. Now, have you, before I let you know what we want to talk about, have you subscribed yet to our WhatsApp channel? Well, the WhatsApp channel is how we keep in touch with you, our Opinions Matter listeners. We let you know every time a new episode drops. We send you a link when the show is live so that you can join in the fun. And that's it. We don't spam you. We won't be sending you messages morning, noon and night. You will just get the odd message from us to tell you what is going on Opinions Matter. Now, if you'd like to be part of the WhatsApp channel, all you have to do is search for Opinions Matter Podcast on WhatsApp channels or send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626 with the words add me. We'll send you a link straight back. You click on that link and it'll bring you straight to our WhatsApp channel. So once again, WhatsApp us the words add me to 085 825 2626. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a voice note into our WhatsApp, 085 825 2626, last night from a lady that we're just referring to as Tina. That is not her name, but for the purposes of this podcast, we are referring to this lady as Tina. And Tina's message is upsetting, to say the least. And to paraphrase what she's about to say in the message that I'm about to play to you, which we have disguised at her request, she has recently found out that her husband had an affair of 6 months last year. The affair, from what we understand, is now over. And despite her family and friends all telling her to run for the hills, she is not running for the hills and she is staying with her husband for the sake of their children. All of her family and friends are saying, get out of there. Once he's done it once, he will do it again. He can't be trusted and everything else. So I want you to have a listen to her voice note, which came in to us, as I said, yesterday evening. And it is disguised, so make allowances for that. Have a listen to what Tina had to say.
This is a message for anybody out there who's thinking about getting in between a married couple and what they're doing. I would ask you, beg you not to do that, because people don't understand the effect it has on people. I am currently working through trying to save my marriage with my husband after finding out that there was an affair last year for 6 months, and I found out and I had a choice to make, whether I walked away, put myself in financial ruin, break up my two daughters, home, or go to a professional and get help. And what I decided to do is what I think any parent should do, which is put your own emotions or your own feelings aside. And my family are telling me that I'm making a mistake and that he'll do it again and that I'm a fool. And I just want people to realise that this is not the decision of a foolish person. This is the decision of a parent. Please make sure and just disguise my voice, otherwise I do not consent to this being used.
Okay, and we have disguised your voice, Tina, and that isn't her name.
And can I also,
and just to be clear, we did disguise her voice.
And just to be very clear about this, this is a very sensitive issue because there's children involved in this.
But that's the whole point of the conversation, though. Yeah, it is because there are children involved in this.
I don't normally name people like this. Joseph Kelly, we've had to block from her Facebook page. Our team here have had to block Joseph Kelly from her Facebook page because he apparently knows. Well, he does, because he gave the right name and he's commenting. Well, basically what he said was, that's blank blank and that is the name of the person. I'm sorry, if you know this couple that are involved in this, if you know this situation, do not name, have a bit of bloody cop on. There were two children involved here. The only reason we were allowed player messages is that in fact, we had to disguise her voice and send it back to her because she she was so paranoid. So for the purposes of this conversation, this is, and we're not even going to say, she's not from Dublin, by the way. She's not based in Dublin. But for the purposes of this conversation, that's all you need to know about this woman, is that she's calling herself Tina and that she has two children. That could be anybody.
Okay, so what she did say in her message, which I'm very interested in, is all of her family are calling her a fool for staying with her husband. Her husband had a six-month affair. Now, a six-month affair isn't an overnight, you know, a one-night fling. A six-month affair is a relationship for 6 months.
Which is more hurtful if you're in a relationship, an affair or a one-night stand?
Well, that really depends on the person, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that he was having an affair for 6 months. They have two daughters together, and this lady has said she is doing what any parent should do. So she's saying that if you have children, you should stay with your cheating partner for the sake of those children. You should put, and I wrote down what she said, you should put your own emotions aside and basically just get on with life and stay with your husband and forget about it.
I've seen some of the comments online that were said about Tina, and some of the names that she's literally been made out to be the one who's at fault here. Just remember this.
Well, her whole family have said you're a gobshite for staying with
him. I mean, there's Ross. We'll talk to you in a minute, Ross. She's a fool for staying with him. Let's be honest here. I want everybody to be very clear about this. She has done nothing wrong. He is the scumbag that went off with some tramp for 6 months. She has done nothing wrong.
Sorry, with some tramp for 6 months? Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely.
The 1980s were on the phone for you with your old-fashioned attitude.
That's not an old-fashioned attitude.
She's the tramp.
And he's the tramp. Sorry, he's the tramp.
Yeah.
And the woman he had the affair with who knew he was married is the tramp. They're both the tramps.
Well, we don't know that she knew he was married, by the way. We don't know that. We absolutely don't know that.
There's no way you could have a six-month affair with someone and not realise that they're married. Hello?
But we don't know that.
Wedding ring, hello?
We don't know that.
I saw similar comments being made about, and it's a slightly different situation, but about Dee Devlin at the time when she put up that that Instagram post where she basically said, myself and Connor are working things out. I don't know how Dee Devlin was able to sit through that court case and hear the evidence.
Now, this is slightly different because that was a sexual assault case. This is this is a guy who just had an affair. There's no sexual assault here. But this lady is sticking by her husband.
And she,
much to the annoyance of her family and friends, they all think she's an absolute gobshite. What do you think?
I think couples break up too easy nowadays over the smallest little things.
But this isn't a small thing, though.
Okay, if
there's a 6 month affair.
If there was no kids involved in it, if there was no kids involved in the situation, I'd say walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But what she is doing is she is actually going to try and bury all those feelings she has deep down for the sake of her children, and I think that's to be admired. I think,
but the argument is that
I want to talk very quickly. I'll just give this very quickly about a couple I know. Socially, know this couple. I know him more than her, and they had three kids together, and they broke up. I'd say about 2 years ago, and they broke up because he had a drunken kiss one night that she happened to find.
Okay, but that's not what this is.
No, but I'm just saying. And I always said to them, I said, Jesus, over one drunken kiss, you're literally after splitting the whole family apart. Is there no way you can get over it? I don't know if I could get over it. I'm not saying I could get over it, but I'm saying this woman should not be knocked. She did not.
Okay, now I think a lot of people would agree with you on the drunken kiss.
It's the tramp of a husband and the tramp of a mistress that need to be shamed here, not her. You can hear how upset she is. You can hear how upset she is. She is literally doing something so difficult for the sake of her kids, and that's to be admired.
Okay, but as I said, a lot of people are saying she's a fool. If he did that to you once, if he had a six-month affair once, if he gets away with it, which he is, because she's not throwing him out, he's getting away with it.
He didn't get away with it. No, he didn't get away with it. He got caught.
No, yeah, but he's getting away with it. There's no consequences. She's staying with him. So he will probably do it again in another year or two.
That's not fair. I don't think...
Well, I'm just relaying people are saying.
No, but don't relay that, because I don't think that is fair. When we have a vulnerable woman who is listening to this and you're saying the chances are he's going to do it again, that's not necessarily the case. If that was the case, Adrian, do you believe that someone who's locked up for a crime, as soon as they get out, they'll commit another crime?
In a lot of cases, they do, yeah.
Not in a lot of cases.
They do. They do. Look at the repeat crime rates.
So
huge.
You believe once a cheat, always a cheat. That's great. That's great news for her. Well done.
I'm not the only one saying that. Her entire family and friends are saying it as well.
No, they didn't say that.
They did say that.
They said what
they're saying. She's a gobshite.
Yeah,
she's being a doormat. She's literally allowing herself to be walked on. That's the argument here. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Leslie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Leslie.
Well, what's crack?
Well, Leslie, this lady, as you heard from her message, is saying that she is staying with her husband for her two daughters. She's saying she is doing what any parent should do. What do you make of that?
I've actually been in that situation. I wasn't married, but I was long-term with somebody. Then we had three children together. And after an affair, I took him back and tried to make it work. And it didn't. He had another affair. And as for sort of saying, you know, it's the right thing to do as a parent, it's better off to bring up your children in a single family household than in an unhappy household where they see their mother upset because their father is cheating on them all the time. Or disrespecting them. And a relationship for 6 months is quite significant, like, you know.
And that's what I said a while ago. It's not a one-night fling, you know, a one-night stand. You made a mistake, you did a few drinks on your whatever the case may be. This went on for months on end.
I completely disagree that that's the right thing to do as a parent. If that's what she chooses to do, if she wants to stay with her husband, that's entirely up to her. But she can't say that, you know, that's the right thing to do as a parent because no children want to be brought up in an unhappy home with two parents rather than be brought up in a happy home.
Okay, so let me ask you then, what made you decide, because obviously it's similar in thinking, I'm assuming, to this lady, Tina. What made you stay with them initially?
It wasn't actually because of the kids. It was because I loved them, and I wanted things to work.
And interestingly, from her message, she didn't once say that she loved them. She didn't once say that.
No, I did. I loved them, and I wanted things to work. Of course, I wanted my family to stay together. Do you know that's how to be? But my thought would always be the same, that like if my children were to continue living in that sort of situation and see me upset, and their dad going out and not coming home at night, or, you know, hearing that he's seeing other girls for X amount of months, and, you know, all the rest of it. As they get older, the children start to hear these things themselves, you know what I mean, through school and things like that. Like, it's not really about parenting.
Okay, you know, so the reason you gave him a chance after the first, was it a six-month affair? Was it a one-night thing? What was it?
It was plenty of things.
Okay, it was plenty of things. Right, okay. You eventually found out, but in the heel of the hunt, you decided to stay with them. How long were you with them before, back with them, before it happened again?
Jesus. We sorted things out, happened again about a year after. Sorted things out, had another baby, happened again, and after that time then I went, oh, here,
well, she gave it, sorry, you let him away with it twice.
Don't judge yourself over that, Leslie.
I'm just asking a question.
No, but I don't think you should be. I think that,
but the question I want to ask you is
that makes you a very strong woman, I think.
Well, a lot of people would say that makes you an absolute doormat. I think
I was a bit of a doormat.
There you go.
No, don't put yourself down like that.
She knows what she did was stupid. She knows that she shouldn't have given him another chance because he did exactly what it said on the tin.
And like my children, they did see me upset, and like they didn't really see arguments, but they would have definitely felt like an atmosphere. You know, that sort of way.
But sorry, Leslie, sorry to cut across. I do agree that if a couple are not getting on, they're better off apart than kids seem.
But how could a couple be getting on when one of them is cheating left, right,
sorry,
and centre?
No, I'm not talking about left, right, and centre. I'm talking about this case where there are lots of couples who have survived an affair. And
yes, an affair.
An affair.
In this case, Leslie, he did it twice.
You look at Wayne Rooney and his missus look happy. You look at David Beckham and Victoria look happy.
Different kettle of fish altogether. No, you're talking about people with money. You're not just not ordinary everyday people.
No, feelings are feelings regardless of how much money you have.
Okay, Leslie, are you sorry now? And we're talking about this lady, Tina, and you've heard her message. Are you sorry now? Or do you regret taking him back, not just once, but twice?
Yeah, I do. I'll tell you the exact reason why I did. Every time that something happened and I decided to try again, I always thought that this time would be the time that he'd change. Do you know that sort of way? And I kept sort of having will and thinking to myself, yeah, it's going to change. Things are going to be okay. We're going to get that family. And I said to myself, if I just give up now, that'll be just when he'll change. And I sort of held on to it and held on to it. And I wasted so much of my life. Like, I wasted years, you know, something that was never going to work. It was never going to work out.
But in your heart and soul, you thought it could. You thought it would, and it didn't. And now, as you look back at it, and I know hindsight is a great thing and all of that, but as you look back now, you think to yourself, why did I waste all those years on that man?
Yeah. Yeah, because, and like you know, even as Jeremy was saying there about his friend, you know, kissing a girl or whatever, you know, that I think people could see past, like, you know, that was a drunken sort of mistake or whatever. But like 6 months, it's not 6 months of just like having sex with someone. It's 6 months of deceiving someone, lying to them, you know what I mean?
Do you believe that somebody can change? When it comes,
he did, but he didn't.
No, I'm not talking about your situation, Ezzy, but generally, do you believe, it's probably a bit distasteful to talk about this girl, Tina's situation, but Tina's partner, she's been very open about it, had an affair for 6 months. It's a long affair. I agree with you. It's not a one-night stand. It's not a mistake. I always think the difference between affairs and one-night stands, an affair is planned. You have to plan an affair. You have to lie to your wife or husband about an affair. You have to go around sneaking. You have to book hotels under different... Gee, I couldn't be bothered with an affair. It's too much hassle. Booking on hotels.
Yeah, it's the hassle of it, like.
So I can understand how her heart must be ripped out and thrown into the bucket. I understand all that, yeah?
But you're still saying she should stay together for the kids. That's what you said earlier.
If they can get on, if her and her husband can get on.
How can you ever get over something like that, honestly?
I don't know, because I've never had...
Well, actually, Leslie, out of curiosity, the first time, how did you get over it? How did you live with him, knowing what he had done? Did you just put it out of your mind?
I don't really know. I probably did. I just sort of blocked it out and just sort of put it in the back of my mind. But my ex was like very charming and, you know, he'd like spoil you and like treat you like a princess for, you know, a while and reel you back in. And, you know, it was just the way he was, you know, that sort of way. But if I didn't love him, I would not, like, it was down to love. It was nothing to do with the kids. And I do think it's quite offensive to say that, like, you know, you should stay with someone to be a good parent, because you're not a good parent if you're going around in a situation like that of paranoia and worry and self-consciousness and unhappiness and stuff like that. Do you know that?
Okay, so this lady Tina is listening to us right now. What do you say to Tina? What is your advice to Tina? All of her family, and I'm sure you were, maybe your family didn't even know, I don't know, but all of her family are saying she's a fool, he'll do it again, don't be caught out, just get rid of him. What do you say to her?
Well, I understand why she's doing it, but I would, as you said, she didn't say it was for the reason that she loves him or, you know, she wants to spend the rest of her life with him or anything like that. She said she's doing it for her kids, and that is the wrong reason.
That several times. She said it's something that any parent should do, put your own emotions aside. She did also mention financial ruin that she, you know, didn't want
She should be applauded for doing it for her kids. As a parent, you're supposed to put your kids first. That's exactly what she's doing. In the rule book of being a parent, you put your kids first, and that's what she's doing. And everybody is going, oh, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. She is literally sacrificing.
The point here is, that
an unhappy parent, Jeremy, can't be a good parent.
Absolutely.
But we don't know if she's unhappy. And Leslie, as I said...
You heard her message. She's unhappy.
Leslie, if there was physical abuse here, even a slight hint of physical abuse, I'd say run for the hills and get out of there. But there's no talk of that. It was an affair.
Is that not emotional abuse, no? To have an affair behind your wife's back for 6 months. That's not emotional abuse.
It's not illegal to have an affair.
I didn't say it was illegal.
It's not against the law. You can't go to the guards and say my husband had an affair.
I'm aware of all that.
In fact,
it's morally wrong, though.
It is morally wrong, but it's not even, you can't even be judged for it in court.
Listen to what you're saying.
In a divorce, you can't
even
be judged.
No, I know that, but listen to what you're saying. Actually, bite the bullet and stick with him. Fair play to you. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying if...
put your kids first.
No, I'm saying if she can live it and she can end up loving it, it is possible to love after an affair.
Did you not listen to that message? Did that lady sound like a happy lady?
Okay,
no, she did not.
That affair was found out about 8 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know that.
So it's still raw.
Yeah,
okay, it's still
but it
raw.
Will probably always be raw. Stay there for a second, Leslie. I want to bring in Ross. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
I'm sorry, Ari.
Good, thanks, Ross. What did you want to say on this?
I'm very surprised at Jeremy.
Why? I'm praising her that she's trying. She's
I'll praise her myself. But at the end of the day, that is like that lady just said a minute ago on the last call. She took her fella back after shooting, and what did he do? Did it again. And what did he do? Did it again. And then she lost, and where she went. This guy, it wasn't just a one night stand. Like Adrian was saying there a minute ago, this was planned. They were planning to go away. They were planning staying off. They're lying to his missus. All of this. When, if just say for instance, he wants to go for a point with his mate, is she going to be sitting in the house all smiley saying, "Oh, I love him. We're back together. We're doing this"? No, she's going to be sitting there saying, "Fuck, where is he? What's he doing? Mm-hmm. Is he with somebody?" Like she's going to torture herself.
So you don't think you can ever get trust back once it's gone?
Never. Listen, I was with somebody. Right, she kissed someone. A drunken kiss was what I was told. I took that and I said, right, if that's all it was, a kiss even killed me.
Okay, and as a matter of interest, how did you find out about the kiss?
I can't let it slip. We were talking about something and she let it slip when she had a drink on her. And then it went from that. This was 2 days before my birthday and I stayed with her. And that led her then to cheating again and actually sleeping with people this time.
So you, when it came to a little kiss, you said, okay, I can deal with this, a drunken kiss, happens. But not only did she do it again, she did it again with knobs on, basically, and ended up sleeping with somebody.
Yeah, not just one person.
Oh, not just one person?
No.
Right.
No. And this is the thing, that lady on the last call a minute ago, she said she loved her fella, they had the kids, she wanted to stay with him because she loved them. Like, love is not enough. If somebody cheats on you, why would you want to stay with somebody? Look, at hindsight, when I look back in the day, I should have ran for the hills even after a kiss. If somebody is with you and they can go and kiss somebody else, they're not for you.
Yeah, but that's
if
a lot.
Somebody
that's,
really loves you deep down. Nothing will make.
Yeah, but you didn't have kids together. You didn't have a mortgage together. You weren't married.
Didn't have that. But at the end of the day, would you, if your wife went out and cheated on you for 6 months, would you stay with her?
That's an impossible question to answer because...
It's not an impossible question.
It is because... No, that's like saying, would I be... You know, I don't know. It hasn't happened, so I don't know. But probably not. Okay, is the answer. Probably not.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be happy about it. But this woman is prepared to make that sacrifice for her own children, for them to have...
But what we heard from Leslie a while ago is making that sacrifice for your children ultimately could harm your children because your children will pick up unhappy family atmosphere or family vibe.
Can I just say to you, Ross, every second week on this show, we hear about stories of couples who have broken up and they can't even be in the same room and they have to have two different communions for little Saoirse because Saoirse can't be with daddy and mammy in the same room. So don't think that relationships with kids and all get rosy as soon as couples break up. They get worse.
No, I agree.
They get worse. So
They may never recover after that. Like that, where they'll have to do different separate parties and all of it. Some people can get past that and be civil for their kids. But at the end of the day, these kids are going to pick up on this woman when she's feeling low, when she's sitting there and thinking to herself, where is her husband? What is he doing? The kids are going to know something's up with her. It's not going to be a happy home for the kids.
Sorry, Jess just commented on Facebook and says, so because Ross, some people just don't hear what's been said. So because Ross doesn't have kids with his ex, his feelings are invalid. Cop on, Dixon. That's not what I said. What I said is, it's easier to walk away when it's just a relationship where it's boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay? I 100% understand that as well, and I agree with it.
You can't compare two 18-year-olds and one of them going off and snogging a girl, breaking up when they don't have a mortgage.
Okay, but the implication here is that if Tina didn't have kids, then you'd understand her walking away.
Completely.
But staying together just for the kids is the wrong reason because her gut feeling is probably, if I didn't have kids, I'd be gone. Yeah, but she's actually staying for her kids. She could even end up resenting her kids for it because she ended up sticking with a guy that she... Not once in her message did she say she loves him. Not once.
Did she find out or did he tell her?
That's a good question, actually, that I don't know the answer to.
Because if she found out, then was he ever going to tell her? Was he ever going to break it off?
No, of course he wasn't.
So why should she stay with him?
Again, I don't know the answer to that. She said she found out recently there had been an affair. So,
if we had the answer to that question, then we could kind of go a bit more with it.
Like, imagine, it doesn't really make that much difference. He had a 6 month affair.
If he told her, then he has remorse, he has regret, then obviously he might be sorry about it. And then Jeremy's argument might come into effect here. But if she found out without him telling her, he was never going to tell her. He was always going to keep it up.
Well, of course.
So you regret ever giving your girlfriend a second chance for having a drunken kiss? Good to talk to you, Ross. Stay there.
I want to ask Ross one question before he goes. Do you think you would have made more of an effort to stay together if you had two kids or three kids together and you didn't want to end up being a weekend McDonald's dad?
Oh, yeah, listen, kids I would have. But as soon as sleeping with someone comes along, no, that's it. Good luck. Don't care who you are, if you're married or not.
Okay. All right, thanks, Ross. John has been on to us.
Good afternoon, lads and ladies. Here's the thing, guys, on this. I wouldn't be taking, but man or woman, I wouldn't have it. So why would you do that? And I don't care if kids are involved. It can never be the same again. Things can never be the same again once that barrier is broken. There's no way back from that. And I'm a firm believer in that. And I've seen people that have went back together. And I tell you what, it's as fucking toxic and as fucking sour the relationship can be. It's as toxic as can be, and it's never going to be the same. And you can see that quite blatantly, because I've seen it with my two friends. Absolutely toxic. And they end up breaking up in the end then, you know, because it was never going to work after that.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. You're annoyed at Jeremy.
I'm annoyed at that. And can I just first say this right before everyone starts coming on going, oh, Angela has an opinion and everything else. I've been through this. Okay, I've done it.
And you've told us about this before, yes.
Yes, my husband cheated on me. I forgave him, okay? It's 8 years. I now call him by his first name because I've forgiven him. My family and friends all call him the prick and an asshole. They're the two names. Mm-hmm. They don't call him, they call him prick and asshole, you know, because they're looking out for me. This woman, Tina, isn't it? I'm sorry to say this now, but Tina is not staying for the sake of the kids. Tina is scared shitless at the moment, because that's what happens, women, when their husbands or partners cheat. I can nearly guarantee you that he's the breadwinner.
But she did say in her message she can't cope with facing financial ruin. That's what she said. So
that's it.
That's a reasonable assumption.
That's the biggest thing. That is the biggest thing. When I caught my husband, the first thing that I thought was, thank God I wasn't going mental, like he told me I was. I wasn't paranoid. And the second thing was, how the fuck am I going to cope on my own? And that's it. It's fear. It's pure fear. So she's doing this for her sake, yes, and the kids, but not in a way of me and daddy should stay together to have a lovely family unit. It's that me and daddy should stay together because I don't think I can do this on my own. But she can. She can do it on her own.
Now, in your situation, though, Angela, you didn't have two daughters like this lady has.
I didn't have two daughters.
Yes.
No, but I know somebody who had four kids. Four kids. And she forgave her husband. And a couple of years down the line, it all went tits up again. And why? Because the trust was gone. Every time he walked out the house, where are you? What are you doing? Who are you seeing? How long are you going for? And in that situation...
But sorry, Angela, for cutting across. If it gets to that stage, then yeah, walk away. If it gets to the stage where he's not allowed out...
Jeremy, it's not getting to that stage.
No, some people
can't.
Some people can get over that.
That stage starts the second you catch them.
For you it did. Not for other people, it may not.
It's for everyone.
No, you can't speak.
It's for everyone.
You cannot
trust is gone. This wasn't a one-night stand. This was a six-month affair.
Disgusting.
Where
absolutely
he was
disgusting.
Sleeping with somebody else.
And
where he was having sex with someone else.
Booking hotels, the whole lot, going home to his
where
wife.
Where he was obviously saying he loved her, loved this.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's fear. Fear and trust. That's what it's all about.
My point is, some people obviously can put it behind them. And I mean, if you just have to look, and you did look at Dee Devlin for an example.
No, you can't use that as an example.
Different story, you Jeremy. You're talking about somebody who's with a multimillionaire. It's a completely different story.
All of those are, I'm staying for the money. Nobody out there is pick only Dee Devlin, right? She's the pick one that's staying with him for the sake of money. And we're not stupid on that, right? And it's the same with Colleen Rooney. With all of them, they can play happy
Colleen Rooney earns, actually, she earns more than her husband does now. If she didn't want to be with him,
The point is, some
people can. I don't think I could. I don't know if Adrian could. I know, certainly, you know, you couldn't. I couldn't, but maybe this girl, Tina, is strong enough, has a strong enough personality that she can put this affair behind her. Bury it down in her thoughts.
And the point of her conversation was that her family, don't think it'll never get mentioned again.
Every argument, it will come up in Jeremy.
Yep. Really?
My family and my friends all told me like that because about 2 months after this happened, my sister actually said it to Mom, do you think she'll take him back? And my mom said, I don't know. And I had that conversation with my mom. And she said, first thing she said was, if you want to take him back, that is your choice. But he is never going to set foot inside my door again. And that went for all my family and friends. The choice was mine. I didn't give a shit. I was delighted he was gone, you know. But like for 6 weeks where we were still together after that, you are just walking around on eggshells. Don't piss him off. Don't annoy him.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. You've been in relationships since that marriage broke up. I don't know how many relationships you've been with.
One series.
Okay, one series. This relationship that you are in with this man, did he ever cheat? Did he ever cheat in a previous relationship?
Yes.
Okay, so this is my thing. This is where this all doesn't add up for me then. If you are happy enough to be in a relationship, so Angela's in a relationship with a man now.
I didn't know about it.
No, I'm just saying, the man that you're in a relationship with now, yeah?
Well, previous, yeah.
Jesus.
I'm not with him now, but I can't keep up with this.
No, she's not with him anymore.
Okay, you were in a relationship with a man who you knew cheated with somebody else.
I didn't know. I found out afterwards.
Okay. So, would you be okay getting into a relationship with someone who had cheated in a previous relationship?
No.
So, if you met a fella 40 and he said, geez, back when I was 30, I had an affair. So, you wouldn't be with anyone that had an affair in a previous relationship?
No, because you can't trust them.
Okay, well, that's fair enough because there's a lot of people who are hypocrites who would actually, because let's be honest, most people who you get into a relationship with nowadays, yeah? If you meet someone who is 40, for argument's sake, and you're in a relationship.
I'm 50 and I've never cheated, Jeremy.
Okay. Very good. I'm delighted for you. Well done. And that's to be commended. But most people probably have in a past relationship. So at least you're not.
No, not necessarily. I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say that either.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't. Okay. I really wouldn't.
Okay.
So you're talking out through your arse now, Jeremy. You're trying.
Angela,
to
your advice then. Your advice to Tina, who is listening to us on this podcast, the lady who contacted us in the first place.
Yeah. You need to take your time out away from him. First of all, and you need to realize you have good friends, strong family, you're a strong woman, you have two girls who love and adore you and their dad, but you can survive without him. You can, and you can move on, and you're young enough that you can move on. It's not going to happen today. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It'll happen whenever you're ready. But the thing is, you cannot stay with someone who has treated you like that. If they can't respect you enough to stay with you, then you respect yourself enough to let him go.
Let me just read out a message. We have a couple of messages here. Shez has just said, not everybody cheats. That's bad even for you, Jeremy. I never said it again. You're listening to a different...
But you actually did.
You said
if you get to your 40s, people have cheated at some stage or another.
Whether or not it's a teenage relationship that they had or whatever the case may be, you know.
Teenage relationships now. Jeremy.
I'm just saying. Now, the second point...
I cheated when I was 10. I mean, come on.
Jesus. I don't want to. There's a topic for another day. Because I don't know if you'll be happy to hear this or not, Angela, but Sorry, I was about to give out her real name. Sorry, what's this woman called? What did she call herself?
Tina.
Sorry, Tina, the woman in question, is listening to the show at the moment. And I just wanted, off air, I just want to check that it's good enough to read, that we can read out this message. I want to get the approval of Tina to read out this message. But all I'll say is, your chat that you're after having us is after resonating with Tina, as you can see there, Adrian. I'm just going to find out if we can read out the message. That's a game changer. I'm speechless over this. Now, we said to Tina before, we told, she knows this podcast, by the way, she's been on this podcast before about different topics. Mm-hmm. She knows the type of podcast it is. She knew she was going to get pro comments. She was going to get anti comments as well.
But Angela's comments are quite clear. You need to get away from him. You need to leave him. You need to end this relationship. That's your comment, isn't it, Angela?
Pardon?
Your comment is she needs to get away from him. She needs to leave him.
She's a strong woman.
Okay.
She's a strong woman and needs to respect herself for this.
Okay, stay listening. I just want to check with Hazel, who's doing the phones today. Is it okay to read out this message, or can we get a voice note? But let's just say your comments are after resonating with it.
Okay, but stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. This is Keith.
Yeah, if there's a cheat date that's been going on double life for 6 months, best thing to do is walk and learn to rebuild with the children. Look, it's not the end of the world. Like, many of us have gone through things like that over the years, and you know, once you get over it, you're over it, and you start to rebuild with the children. But don't let, just because the children is there, keep you there. You know, you can't make a life without, like, someone coming into you and gaslighting the fuck out of you like that. Move on, leave them behind, and things will be better for you.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
How are you, Zed?
Good, thanks, Vanessa. You heard the message from Tina. She's a bit upset. She's upset that her family are telling her to get away from her husband, end the relationship. You've heard Angela saying the same thing. Kids or no kids, this guy will definitely do it again in the future. What did you want to say?
I was the child of parents who had split because of alcoholism, cheating, psychological abuse. And let me tell Tina, you think you're keeping your children safe? You're really not. They're going to see.
But can
everything.
I, sorry for going across here, can I just say, because we have to be very careful with this, there was no question of any sort of verbal abuse, physical abuse going on in this relationship. Adrian, can we?
No, there isn't.
There was no question that it was an affair that was had, and that is a terrible thing to do, but there's no coercion, there's no abuse, or there's no suggestion.
No, that's not. Sorry, that's not what I was trying to say. I was trying to say, from my family perspective, that's what was happening. And what I can tell Tina is, kids see more than you realise. They see everything, everything. When my mum got pregnant on me, a few months later, she found out that he was having an affair. She moved back in with her parents. And when I was 3 months, she tried to move back into the house. And so she went to the court and she asked the court for the house. And he went in, no word of a lie, he went in, I've seen the court documents, he went in and said, I'll let them back in the house if she agrees to cook and clean for me and my girlfriend and keeps the kids out of my face.
Jesus.
Now, as an adult, or as a 17-year-old, I read those court documents and I was flabbergasted because he was my daddy. You know, they can still be good parents without being good partners. And so nobody is questioning his parenthood or his parents. What we're questioning is it okay for you to keep your children in that situation? Because I can guarantee you, they are going to see everything. They will see every argument. They will hear every tear you cry.
So what you're saying is that even though she might have good intentions in staying with her husband after his six-month affair, what I'm hearing from you is, ultimately, you could cause more damage to your children.
What you're teaching them, what you're teaching your little girls, is that betrayal of your family, betrayal of the person that you love or that you claim to love, is love. And that's not something you should be teaching your children.
So do you believe this thing, and I've often heard it, do you believe this thing that is often said when people have affairs that, daddy had an affair, if daddy had an affair, he doesn't love the kids, or if mammy had an affair, she mustn't love the kids.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm glad to hear that, because
you can be a good parent, you can be a very, very good parent without being a good partner to that particular person.
Yeah, shit wife or shit husband.
Yeah. What I'm saying is you are teaching your children that as they grow in relationships, that this kind of betrayal is normal, that this kind of betrayal can be love. And that's not something you want to go down, believe me.
So your advice as well to this lady, Tina, is listen to your family and get away from your husband, end the relationship. That even if you, as I said, have great intentions.
For the sake of your relationship, your future relationship with your daughters, can you imagine if those girls wake up one day and find out that their perfect daddy cheated on their mammy and their mammy kept them in that their mammy forgave them? Your future relationship could be at risk, because they will lose respect for you, especially if he does it again and you continuously forgive it. But again, you're teaching your children that betrayal is love. That's not something you want to teach your children. There's so many resources out there. Please reach out and get help.
There's lots of situations, Vanessa, where either mammy or... And we shouldn't always talk about just daddy having the affair, by the way, because mammies have affairs.
We're talking about this situation.
No, but I'm saying there's...
We're not talking about someone going down the bookies and wasting all the paychecks. No, we're talking about 6 months of lies and betrayal.
Yeah, but you're also saying that the kids won't forgive. I'm sure there's many cases where either mammy has had an affair or daddy has had an affair, and the kids don't take it out on mammy or daddy, and nor should they. I'd like to think that most kids, if they found out that mammy, let's deal with mammy, because I'm sick of talking about daddy having an affair.
No, you're right.
Mammies have affairs. And I think if there's a situation where a mammy has had an affair and the kids do, and kids should never find out about that shit anyway, but if the kids do find out, you'd like to think the kids wouldn't end up either hating their mammy or hating their daddy because of the affair.
Because they might ultimately, and this is, I think, is what Vanessa's trying to say, they might ultimately see mammy as a bit of a doormat. And that's the word that we were using earlier on.
It's a possibility that they will see her forgiveness of him as a betrayal to them. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that it's a very real possibility.
All right, stay there for a second, Vanessa, because I'm after getting a message in. We're after just getting consent to read this out. And I want you to have a listen to this. And it says, thank you, Angela, because Angela was on there a couple of minutes ago. You have me in tears now, but not in a sad way. Your words have meant more to me than anything else I've heard and all the bullshit I've heard in the last few months. You are right in what you're saying. I know in my heart that I can never, ever trust him again. Even next month, he has to go to an expo in Paris, and my mind is already racing. You've given me the push to move on. You are right. I will be fine. My parents have a house that's rented out, and I can move in there. Thank you so much to your listeners for giving me this strength. What do you think of that, Vanessa?
Tina, you deserve all the love and happiness in this world, and I'm so happy for you. It's not going to be easy, but there are people there that will help.
We've been doing this podcast for, 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say. I feel
because
bad.
Earlier on you were admiring her for staying for the sake of the kids.
Yeah.
No. So which bit are you shocked by?
I didn't tell her what to do, by the way. I'm if you're happy, I'm actually quite upset.
You're upset what? That she's decided to leave him?
No, not at that. I'm...
Which bit are you upset about?
So much emotion going on here. I appreciate that, you know, sometimes this show, nothing comes out of it and stuff like that. And something, I don't know if it's positive or negative, but at least something has...
Okay, but earlier on you were praising her because she was staying for the sake of the kids. Now she's decided to leave because of what she heard.
And my opinion is completely irrelevant. I completely support you. And in fact, you know, I respect you for whatever you did. I'm delighted that this podcast... What I'm trying to say is I'm delighted this podcast has actually helped you, as opposed to it turned into an era of people bad-mouthing you and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
That we've actually got something positive out of it. I know we have 5 or 6 more calls that I want to talk about. I don't think it's appropriate to... I don't know.
But not after that. She's made her decision now. So Angela was messaging us to ask us what was the message. That was the message.
And genuinely, It's probably not appropriate to tell you. There's no point in giving any more opinions on this now, because this conversation
is essentially over.
Well, it was about her, and I'm sorry that we had your calls lined up to talk to you. And I know a lot of you are very emotional after listening to this. I'm glad that something positive, if it is positive, has come out of this show, but it's not appropriate to continue the debate.
Tina, thank you for contacting us. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.